Blog Talk Radio.
Ho, 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 ho.
Gotta get something nice for my baby for Christmas. Ooh. Gotta get her something that she likes, something that she would really want for Christmas. I gotta let you know that it's Christmas time,
it's Christmas
in the city.
The city.
Everyone wanna get something nice. Oh, gotta let you know. Gotta do something special because it's Christmas time in the city.
It's Christmas in the city.
It's Christmas time in the city. Everybody gather around the Christmas tree. Ain't nothing like this time of the year. I wanna give thanks to the man above. We're all still here and we're sharing love. Children laughing, sharing gifts everywhere. What a joyous time because we all are here. Everybody come on, enjoy your. In the city.
It's Christmas.
Ooh.
In the city.
Oh, Christmas time. In the city. It's gonna be. I got your love, baby, and you're here with me. Decorations, presents everywhere. You know there's love. It's Christmas time in the air. Everybody gather round. Come on, this time of the year won't be the same. Christmas time.
It's Christmas
in the city. Somebody's face. Christmas time.
Christmas time is the time for giving. Even if you don't receive a gift, thank God if you're able to give someone. You see, put a smile on someone, somebody else.
Madame Marie's Candle Shop and Botanical Store is now open, located in the back of Northgate Mall, Pine Street Entrance, 1800 Evangeline Thruway, Suite 613 in Lafayette. Black owned by Roz Marie, stop by Madame Marie's Candle Shop for sage, oils, lotions, and candles, plus Yanni Steam, body contouring, foot detox, and spiritual guidance. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 6, and Saturdays 2 until 5. Stop by today. For more info, call 337-258-2354.
All right, it's Thursday night. Welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show. Man, let me get my microphone down. Welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show. What's up, Uncle Al?
What's happening, my brother? What's going on?
All right. And I didn't think she was going to be on tonight. Double Chocolate, what's up?
What's up?
She came early.
All right, Al. All right, Al. You didn't hear what Jesse James said. You go down there, Louisiana. You ain't coming home.
Shout out to Jesse James.
Right.
I talked to a reggae artist today before we even got into the conversation, Al. He says, is that girl, what's her name? Oh, you talking about double chocolate? He said, no, triple chocolate. Is she going to be a hundred night? I said, yeah, she going to be on tonight. I said, see, I had inbox the double chocolate day. Al let her know she got the rappers, the R&B artists, the Southern Soul artists, the reggae artists, the blues artists. Got them all messed up today in here on Hilltop.
You got them. Yeah, she got them messed up. You know triple chocolate.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great.
And they knew what I knew. Yeah. Keep on messing with Louisiana. Like butt bone. With little baby feet. Yeah. Do this real quick. Al, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media before we get this party started.
Follow me at official Al Davis, and you can follow me on TikTok, YouTube, my personal page on Facebook, Instagram. You can Google me. All will be at It's Al Davis, and that's me. And you can catch me here Mondays and Thursdays on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean, Triple Chocolate. I like to say Triple Chocolate, but Triple Chocolate and the rest. And Big Hood and our family.
That's right. Triple, ain't no more double chocolate no more. It's triple chocolate now. Well, let everybody know where they can follow you at Double Chocolate, the chocolate goddess.
You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Rise Marie. Snapchat at Queen Rise Marie. You can follow my OnlyFans at Tears Chocolate Temptress. I got some new pictures up too. And you can follow me on my business page, my Don Marie's Candle Shop, on Instagram and TikTok. Make sure you follow us on Mondays and Thursdays with DJ Sean, my beautiful dysfunctional family, and the baddest show on the network. Yes, I said the baddest show on the network. That is Love After Dark with me, Double Chocolate, the Chocolate Goddess. Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
I can't stand her ass this time. But you got Al, they say Al, you gotta love her though.
Can't help it.
Hell, to love her crazy ass, boy.
can't help it at all.
Let's go before I get Vernon on here. Double Chocolate, you had your grand opening last weekend. How has business been for you since then? How is it still getting the love?
Yeah, it's been great. I appreciate, I have my regular clients, I have my own clientele, but it's definitely almost doubled. So, yeah, it's doing really well in the mall. I have my little slow points, but it's slow in the mall, but I'm still busy, I'm happy. I'm excited.
Now, everybody out there listening, if they want, I know you're getting your website. I know a website is being built. But is there anywhere people can go at on social media to see, what items that you do sell and maybe order something for the Christmas time or something for family or something like that? Where can they go to, to check it out?
if you want to view my items, go to my business page on Instagram and Facebook. It's Madame, M-A-D-A-M-E, Marie Candle Shop. And you can see what items I have. And I have a lot of goodies for, you know, if you buy Christmas gifts and all that good stuff. I mean, and y'all could even purchase gift certificates to give to your family members, to, like for the body contouring and the foot detox, Yanni Steam, or just to purchase anything.
That's right, lady. Al, it's tis the season for the ladies to get that thing right, boy. Christmas is coming in the New Year's, and then followed by Valentine's Day. Get that yachty thing up in you, ladies. Get that steam. Get that thing right.
Listen, fellas, get that gift certificate for your ladies.
That's right. That's fresh and clean.
Don't we go in the Safeway or the stores and try to buy a box of Tic Tacs. They ain't working.
Trust me, you get that Yanni scene, that man gonna be down there all night. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I'll be down there over the, in 2023 once a month, check, make sure you ladies, making sure y'all are doing the Yanni right.
All natural herbs, so trust and believe. Y'all definitely, if y'all haven't tried, y'all should definitely try.
All right. This is the Hilltop. You guys will be right back with, hopefully, with Mr. Vernon Maytone of the Maytones. Dropping his music tonight, and then Jamani from East St. Louis should be on with us a little later tonight. We'll be right back.
Woo! Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop mother, shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well what that is,
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio.
Guys, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show. Just letting you guys, we opened up with Willie Clayton with Christmas Time in the City, his new latest Christmas CD. Starting to get a lot of Christmas music from the Southern Soul artists. I appreciate that, guy. You guys for sending the information over. Got a chance to talk with communicate today with Sassy D. Sassy D is going to be with us. I said this before on the show, Al, and everybody. Louisiana has more Southern Soul artists than any state that I see right now.
That is the Southern Soul state.
That's the Southern Soul state.
Good Lord. Right. Everybody's from Louisiana. Good Lord.
Yeah, Louisiana, that's the Southern Soul state.
Wow. I couldn't believe that when I saw, you know, when I got Sassy stuff over, and I got a couple other artists over. I was looking at, like, Louisiana, good Lord. Louisiana, the boot. I see why Jesse's band leaders went to Louisiana and didn't come home.
Yeah. Jesse got on the phone.
I should call him and see if he's available. Hold on, let's get Vernon on here. We'll be right back. Oh, man. Like, Jesse, you ready to get in trouble tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Greetings.
Vernon Maytone of the Maytones.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Woo! Let's take that in a voice in.
Hey, man, I got your triple chocolate on here, man. I had to go to find her for you, man, but she's on here.
Wow. What's up, brother?
Doing good, man. Doing good. I'm gonna turn the microphone over to her. I'm gonna let her go ahead and conduct the video. Is that the interview? Is that all right, brother?
Oh boy.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good.
You asked for her, so I gave her to you.
Oh, let me find out you're shy.
No, I wonder why should I shy?
Ooh, I love that accent, baby. Ooh, shy. Oh,
Sean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I didn't want someone to say hi on your show, man.
All right. Go ahead. Do that.
No, it's not with me. Could I ask you to call?
Yeah, do that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Cindy that's on the thing, too, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Cindy would love it. Man, we should have had a song from her. Wow. Yeah, she
can. No, man. Can you call her?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What's the number?
Just a second, let me give you the number. It'll be fun. And
okay.
Double chocolate, you don't move now, eh?
I'm not going nowhere, baby.
Just a second there.
Yeah, I already said we're the pouring of a radio now with double chocolate on here. I told her, I said, pimping ain't easy. She's a radio pimp.
Am I? Not I. I'm
ready
to tell y'all.
you hear this lie. She ain't never lied to us.
Mm-hmm.
She don't do those things.
Right.
Al, if I was near you, I'd hit you.
I'm trying to help my sister out. I'm trying to help her out.
Okay.
Had,
I'm a good person.
Had a young boy on here a couple months ago acting all crazy, talking about he ready.
Right.
Then had Jesse on here twice. He done lost his damn mind.
He lost his privileges, too.
Lost his privileges, too. Oh, they're begging. He begging to get a show in Louisiana, somewhere in Louisiana, so he can see his double chocolate boy. He like, you know what they're showing. Sean, DJ Sean. Sean, you gotta help Wendell now. You gotta help Wendell now to get a show down there in Louisiana, man. I want to see double chocolate. He said, man, I sent Wendell double chocolate's picture. And Wendell, you know, he try to act all like he all business and everything, but he know he wanted to see her too.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
indeed. Hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that, my brother.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Miss Chocolate.
Hey.
You're there?
I'm here, baby.
Okay, I'm in Canada and you're in the States.
I'm in Louisiana, down in the blue, baby.
I heard about Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I should visit there one day.
Come on.
All right, Bernie, you go to Louisiana, you won't make it back to Canada.
Hey, Sean. You have a pen to take the number?
Yes, sir. Give it to me.
Okay, it's 416 570 5930. It's Cindy.
All right, let's see if I can get her.
Yeah, man, try.
All right. He said he wanted to go to Louisiana, too. There's going to be a whole tour bus going to Louisiana.
I'm going to be down in Louisiana.
Mm.
I'm going to visit Miss Chocolate.
Come on.
All right, hold on. Let's see what we got here.
Life is just for living, man. Yeah, bring in.
Hello.
This Hello? Cindy?
Cindy? Yes, it is.
Welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show. This is DJ Sean. Vernon's on here as well.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Hello to the masses. Hello, DJ Sean.
Hello.
How's it going?
You have to say hello to Miss Chocolate, too.
Yes. Hello, VM.
You have to say hello to Miss Chocolate. She's on the phone, too.
Oh, sorry. Miss Chocolate. Oh, there's so much chocolate. Hello, Miss Chocolate. Listen, I love chocolate. Listen. Yes. Chocolate Factory, right?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, she's a factory, all right. It was a lot of chocolate.
Did she say double double? Oh my gosh!
Yes.
You know what that means? That means that we are all sweet. That's what it means. Okay, we are all sweet.
You girls.
You know, sweet is a good thing. We're not a bad cavity, so.
Oh, yeah. Cindy, we also got one of the baddest producers and engineers, and he's an artist himself. Mr. Al Davis is on here with us as well.
Hello.
Hi,
Mr. Al Davis. Hello.
Hello,
how is it happening? What's up?
Everything is all good. How's it going down there?
Absolutely wonderful. Wonderful.
Nice. I see you have a nice show set up tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, guess what else I have?
What else do you have?
I got a piece of chocolate in the refrigerator. I think I'm going to go ahead and get it.
Well, I'm sorry. You got to melt that one. That's too frozen. Oh, gosh. Some chocolate here. This is great.
Hey, Cindy, that's a song right there, you know, Frozen Chocolate.
Yes, you know what? I think
that's
we're going to do, or we could just, why don't we just do chocolate fondue? Yes, frozen chocolate into chocolate fondue. You know, we can come up with anything these days, right?
Yeah, for real.
Look at
everything.
Double chocolate, or double chocolate. There we go.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
She over there cheesing. She got a smile on her face from ear to ear.
Thank you.
She love that. I love the story. What she do?
Yeah.
Vernon was serenading her while ago with some double chocolate.
You know what? You know, all I can say that nothing beats chocolate. Chocolate's the best.
Why you have to give her that grade?
Listen, I used to work in one of the best where we make cookies called Mrs. Fields, and I believe the company was out in the States where it began, and I remember people used to ask me for the recipe for that, and I didn't want to tell them because they used to get the best chocolate chip cookies around. Well, we were not allowed to tell them, right? And then but we made the best chocolate chip cookies. We had the double chocolate too, by the way, Mrs. Double Chocolate over there. that was a good cookie. Honestly, it was, yes. So, my gosh.
Cindy said Mrs. Double Chocolate. Oh, man.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
I hit the nail on the head, man. Double chocolate.
Well, actually, when we talked earlier today, you said triple chocolate.
He put a little extra on it.
Yeah, he added another layer of sweet chocolate, sweet dark chocolate. Yeah.
So what you say? What you say, man? I'm confused with the double triple.
Yeah, because.
You're confused with the doses. You're confused with the doses of chocolate that there.
Yeah.
I mean,
so we could just call it double triple.
Yeah, double triple chocolate.
No,
there,
we can just call it. No, call it. We can call it triple shot chocolate.
Oh boy.
Life is just for living. Remember earlier
when
we were talking and you just stopped right in the middle of our conversation and said, DJ Sean, how's that, the girl? I said, who, double chocolate? He said, yeah, man, triple chocolate, man.
Oh, my God.
You know what, DJ Sean? We're going to be spinning chocolate today. Spinning chocolate.
So now y'all two gonna have to come up with a double chocolate theme for her now for her show on Sunday.
Yeah, for real.
For sure, we will.
Yeah.
If it's even a jingle.
Yep, even if it's a jingle, Y'all gonna mess around with all that chocolate and have people go buy some crisps.
You ain't got chocolate if you ain't got the double. Oh boy.
Oh, this is the best.
This Christmas come early.
Oh man, did it ever! You know, life is like a box of chocolate.
Yeah.
Life is just for living, man.
Cindy, you sure you ain't been on our show before? Because you fit right on in with us.
You know what? If I should have had that first thing on my biography. That Cindy is a chocolate lover. Okay, I used to get people asking me, do you want to do a survey on chocolates? We're doing chocolates right now. Can we get your opinion? And I'm like, you want my opinion? I have like 100 different opinions. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, it's, I fit right in. That's great. I love it.
Miss Chocolate, there go your girl there.
There we go. I'm adding another dose. Quadruple chocolate now.
Wicked.
Okay. You're in Canada too?
Oh my gosh, it's funny.
Well, she's in Canada too. It's a different side of Canada.
So we got double chocolate. So we're going to give Cindy the white chocolate. Yeah, we're going to give her white chocolate. Yeah, we call it white chocolate. Yeah.
Chocolate is chocolate.
Right, that's right. Chocolate is chocolate.
Hey, we are something else. The government going to come look for us. We are too happy.
Why? Because we have too much chocolate? Why? Because we have too much chocolate? Why?
We get high on chocolate.
Why? Because we own Cadbury chocolate?
No, we high on chocolate.
After the night, everybody needs to go buy stocks in chocolate because after this show, everybody's going to be buying chocolate for Christmas.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll tell you about that. I will. And I will be making sure everybody gets chocolate too as well. Listen, the stocks, they're going to pay out good on those, right?
That's right.
You can't go wrong with chocolate in the stocks.
Well, I just want to say shout out.
If you want an autographed chocolate picture, y'all can holler at me. I got you. I will.
I just want to give some shouts out. I want to give some shouts out to Los Angeles, California for tuning in. New York City,
nice.
For tuning in. Phoenix, Arizona. Virginia, D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Oh, New Orleans just popped up on the show. I want to thank everybody
wow.
for tuning in and listening to the show. We got the one
awesome.
And only Vernon Maytone and Miss Cindy Craig.
Woo-hoo!
Right here live on the show from Canada. They from Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
From
guys,
old Canada.
Old Canada. Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to say, Vernon, again, man, thank you for being a part of the show tonight and surprising us with another talented, beautiful young lady queen such as Cindy
yes.
Craig. Cindy, I got your stuff for the Reggae Magazine, which drops on Monday.
Awesome.
I'm a fan. Your music
awesome.
Is awesome. Vernon,
thank you.
Blessed us with you, so I'm gonna have to bring you back on another night where we can get your music on and you know and cut up and things like that. Yeah, because we got
no problem. You know, if it wasn't for the mighty legend, mighty Vernon Maytone, really, I was on a road to doing the music and everything like that. But when you just hit the right place at the right time, the right spot, and it just you know, corresponds with everything, like your whole journey. It's like, this is what it brings out, that type of production. And there's no, like I said, no lying in it, right? Stop the lying.
No.
But this is honestly where it led to in this way. And this is how the whole, whatever production that we did, how it unfolded. And I know it doesn't always happen that way. And we try to plan these collabs and collaborations with people, you know, this person calling that person from this state or that island and this town and that town. And, you know, this happened to work out like more than well, you know, even beyond our expectation, you know, a lot of hours upon hours that he's put into the songs and producing, you know, the owner of his label, producer, you know, mixer, DJ, also singer-songwriter himself. I'm a singer-songwriter myself. And everything just worked out so good. So I really, Mr. Vernon Maytone, I hail you up big time. Big time. I don't know how all this,
came up.
Sometimes you just can't question anything. And enough love and respect, you know, to the Buckley's Music Label. And this is where it's dropping us today, right in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So grateful, and I'm glad that you have the tunes that he's forwarded you with, and it would be an honor and a pleasure, you know, to be on your show, and you know, you can have me anytime.
All right.
Yeah.
Cindy, let me ask you this before we get into playing some Myrna's music. How is it, you as an artist, how is it working with and being and having a mentor such as Vernon, a reggae legend, you know, I mean, back there, you know, with Bob Marley and Peter Tosh and, you know, all the big, artists that came out in the 60s and 70s, you know, and he's still here today being blessed each and every day that he wakes up and, you know, still putting out good music. How does that feel, you as an artist, being with someone, you know, such...
Oh.
You know,
this is like, yes, but you know what? For me, this is this is like home, because this, his music and everything, the Entourage Foundation reggae always played in our home. My father was an avid player DJ, brought songs and selections from Jamaica when he left Jamaica, songs that people did not even have up here and still could not get and still had. And so this was in our daily home. His tunes, records, always played in our home. So this, how this happening and everything all came up, it's more than an inspiration. It's part of my tradition and it's part of my upbringing. And I don't think I've said that really before in that way or in that fashion, but this is very, very, very true. So it's a continuation, actually. So it actually really fits in line with my upbringing in music. from, you know, from as long as I could open my eyes and hear my and hear music in my ears, you know, we woke up with it and went to bed with it. And, you know, definitely the Mighty Maytones was one of the classics, always on repeat, repeat in the home. So this is just a blessing in disguise. And it's not even in disguise anymore. And I don't think it was in disguise at all. That's a blessing. A blessing is a blessing. That's it, right?
So, a blessing and a lesson.
When I met Vernon, I didn't know his background was like that until I did a little bit more research. I was like, wait a minute, this dude is famous. He's a legend. I was like, wow. You know, you get that kind of like a groupie sometimes. Then you got like, wait a minute, I'm a DJ now. I can't act like a groupie.
Oh. It's so funny because it's like, you know, everybody has a different path and a journey in music. And think about it. If we all made it at the same time, nobody's listening to anything. We're all making it at the same time. So everybody makes it at, you know, different times, right? And it happened to be that this kind of, you know, combination just happened at a certain time and, you know, and also a right time too as well. And it's just about time. It's definitely time. So you came into the right picture, DJ Sean, too, as well, with all of this and coming to know Vernon and actually getting to really know, you know, how far he's coming from decades and decades and back in the 70s, how he started out and his mentors, you know, it is from his own upbringing, too, as well, right? So it's very, he's really, his work is really his own self-work and, you know, foundation reggae, it comes a long way. And, you know, when you're brought up in the music, it stays with you forever. It stays with you forever. It's not something that just come and go. No. This is something deeply rooted inside, and it stays within you. It's an upbringing. It's so hard to explain this to people and say, what are you talking about, foundation reggae, right? But you get into it, and you will see. And it's you know, it's universal. It is universal. That's why it hits the masses in certain parts of the world that know foundation reggae very hard, and they're very, very loyal to it. You're right. So you go to Brazil, and you check out the masses there. You know, that's just one location, you know, besides other places that, you know, that will play, you know, huge amounts of foundation reggae. So DJ
Sean,
you guys better
stop. Minor, let me cry.
No, but I'm so grateful, and you know, I don't take anything for granted. Honestly, every step counts. I mean, every step in life counts. I'm not taking back anything, any step, misstep, crooked step, whatever. I'm telling you, every step counts in my life. To, you know, where you get in life, you have to count everything, because without all these little things, you know, you wouldn't be exactly where you are. You know, it takes everything to be right where you are. So just like how it would be with, you know, Mr. Vernon Maytone, his journey, how he had to go through all these things to get to this point here too as well, in which he has a whole history and a lot more music too as well, you know, that's never even, you know, been heard or, you know, put out as yet, you know. So it's really interesting. And it's such an honor to be working with, you know, such a legend and somebody who I'm familiar with. So that's it's a double blessing, like double chocolate, triple.
because when I messaged him about, you know, I wanted him to be a part of the first reggae magazine, and he was like, you know, he said, can my singer that's on my label be, you know, in the mag? I was like, hell yeah. I mean, I can't turn a legend down. I ain't going to tell her no. But hell yeah. She can be in all the magazines.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is really amazing. Honestly, like, and even just the ambiance of the show right now, speaking with you guys, you know, it's nice when you can just really, you know, really talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and for the first time and be able to, and that's what it is, to be able to, you know, to be with people, to talk with people, to conversate, and let other people listening to the show come in on the show and feel like they're in the show and, you know, enjoying it just as much, right? And that's what it's about. That's what Showtime is. So,
well,
yeah.
A lot of people get radio mixed up as music. That's radio. Our radio is more documentary radio because, yeah, we listen to music, but we want to get to know who our guests are. We want to, you know, laugh and cut up and, you know, whereas,
yes.
Honestly, if anybody really want to listen to your music, they can go Google you or YouTube or something, listen to your music.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? We want to get to know who you guys are outside your comfort zone, outside the studio, outside the stage. You know what I mean? As the women say, you know, just let your hair down. You know, just relax, just chill.
Yeah.
You know, and then you came on the show like you've been on the show before.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I cannot be somebody that I'm really a people person, honestly. And you know, I remember one time I had an office job, and somebody says to me, you know, like the way that you are on the phone, it's like I could picture you in person. You need to like not work on the phone anymore. People need to see you and hear you and this and that. And I already knew that because same thing with Mr. Vernon Maton. He is such a people person, and his networking and the way he speaks. And, you know, it takes that spontaneity to come out. You have to have that though. You know, you cannot like it. And like I said, there's just certain things that are just built with you in you as a person too, along the way in your life, as you journey, that build you up to be this person, you know, to speak to people like in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yeah.
I said, when I changed my phone carriers, I said that when I get this phone, I said, I got to be able to call to Canada, because that's where all the talented reggae artists are. Honestly, in Texas,
yes.
Canada for some reason.
There's a lot, you know, right, you're like, you hit the right spot and the right people right now with Vernon Maton. I'm not, I kid you not, and it's like, it was a surprise to me, even how everything, like, in the picture, you know, I was on Instagram, and I'm seeing all these things, and, you know, you see artists all over, and people trying to do this and that together, and this just kind of blew me away. And I never even knew that Mr. Vernon Maton myself was in Canada. For as long as I know, from when my father had his records, he was in Jamaica. So I was blown away when he was in Montreal, which is one of the in Quebec, which is one of the coldest places in Canada. it's like the opposite. I was like, what is he doing?
No, hey, no, Sean. Hey, no, Sean not going to visit, eh?
No, we're going to get him some chocolate fondue. In French, we say chocolat.
Vernon, I do have a request. Somebody just hit me up in my inbox, and they want you, they love it, the energy of the show. But they want you to sing a quick a cappella because they loving your voice. I don't know what it is about. now you make me want to go get my voice changed to Jamaica or something like that.
That's not a problem. That's not a problem.
Give one of them.
Too much madness upon the land. Gotcha.
I got
to wonder if it's because the time's so hard, yes. I got to wonder if it calls from too much drinking or it calls from too much smoking. I don't know. I want to know now.
Yeah.
Woo! Yes.
Hey, it's a good thing. It's a good thing we on radio and nobody can see us, because if we was on stage, I know you had all types of underwear be thrown at you right now.
Are you saying this is a chocolate Tom Jones now?
All right, you know what? All right, fellas, we got a special treat. We got Miss Cindy Craig and Al Cindy. You got to follow up with Acapella for the fellas now. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Yes. Why I too much madness upon the land? I want to wonder, is it cause of too much drinking, or it's cause of too much smoking? I don't know. I want to know.
You could say if it's caused from too much chocolate.
Yeah, I can't say.
At the end of that,
Cindy, you know, as you know, a couple of chocolate almonds going, I'm gonna have to do what she does at the end of your song. I'm gonna have to go.
You know what? I've been wanting to do that, sorry, for the longest time, the Madness a cappella. So I said, you know what? This is a good opportunity. So I could have done, you know.
Oh, man.
Hey, Sean. Sean.
Yes,
do you want to hear something? It's the first I hear her sing that song.
Oh, for real?
A cappella,
Oh, wow. We honor the night, Al Davis.
Right.
So what?
Right.
It's history in the making. That's what I'm going to say. It is definitely, this is really history in the making because, you know, honestly, that's a big tune for us. And that's a huge tune on a serious note. And it's really something. And, you know, madness. Yeah, like just, I know, madness. But this is, it staples everything. For me, with Vernon Maytone, you know, in my life. And so I'm so appreciative of that. And, yeah, this is just a blessing.
All right. This is the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all out there. Everybody's listening. I want to let everybody know we got the legend himself, icon, pioneer, Mr. Vernon Maytone is in the house. And we got a special guest, Miss Cindy Craig is with us as well, along with Double Chocolate and Al Davis and yours truly, DJ Sean. So, Vernon, music drops tomorrow, man. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Dropping more music, man. How does that feel, brother?
Yes, for real. And Sean?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Repeat your question.
Well, I was asking you, how does it feel? You know, you're dropping music tomorrow. We're getting ready to play some of your music tonight. You know, for, you know, you're dropping some more music, you know, for your fans, for the world. How does that feel to be able to wake up again, you know, and drop more music for your fans all over the world, man? How does that make you feel? How's that going to make you feel?
It's a joy, my brother. It's a joy. Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm in the studio, and after we finish talk, I'll be dropping some dub for some sound tonight. You have Clash tomorrow, so they want dub tonight. So it's just joy, joy, joy. And Sean, I tell you, man, we have so much music. Cindy can tell you how much music in store right now.
Yeah,
but, you know,
it's
you
a
just
blessing.
Have to release according to, you know, because you still can't overdo it. But too much music, man. This is like chocolate. Music.
Sweetness and chocolate.
I'm going to have to come up there and get one of them music videos with y'all.
Oh, yes. Uh-oh. We'll be on a yacht.
Yeah.
Chocolate syrup on a platter. There we go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Al, go ahead, Al.
On a platter, she would love to be on a platter.
Double chocolate. Oh my gosh, well I used to have to give samples of those at work on the platter, so you know people, you know, they love those cookies. Yeah, so, and it was a double chocolate one, they were always gone first, so.
I'm going to tell you, Vernon, with this piece of chocolate here, boy, you're going to have to go get you a toothbrush and some Crest.
She's going to give you
a cavity.
I tell you, brother, it's all good.
This show already gave us all our Christmas chocolate. You know that?
Yeah.
It's already still there.
We should say Christmas. We should say Christmas.
Oh yeah. let's do this real quick. Let's get into one of these songs, Vernon. We're gonna get ready. We're gonna play the first one I got up on here. Stop Lying. Yeah.
Oh, Miss Craig, Miss Cindy.
Yeah. What was that about?
He's gonna play your song, Cindy.
Oh, okay. He's going to play Stop Lying. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. Well, I'm going to let
both
of y'all
I love hearing this over and over again. Buckley's Music Canada. Big label.
All right. Here we go, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to tell it like it is.
All right, y'all, that's Stop Lying, and this is a world premiere because it drops tomorrow.
Hey.
Yeah. She said, stop your lying. Sound like, start eating some chocolate,
Yeah, so it's a lover's rock, and it's saying, stop your lying. You keep, you know, it's one of those songs where you're looking at, you're like, it's a lover's rock steady reggae, stop lying. You make a song out of this like this, and it's like people get, it's very clingy, you know, and the rhythm is a heavy rhythm, rock steady reggae rhythm, and it clicks so well with that production.
Wow.
I love it.
Cindy Craig in the house, y'all. Special. This is a special guest. We didn't know she was coming on. So, Vernon, we again, man.
Surprise.
For this, you know, for the surprise, man. I mean, yeah. All right.
Well, I was surprised too because I didn't know. So, and I said, wow, I got to get my earphones off because I got to make sure that they can hear me and the reception and everything. So I wasn't quite ready for the call. And, I'm spontaneous, you know, so I'm very responsive. That was really last minute. And so, you know, you caught me at the right time. And, you know, it is such an honor, you know, to be on the show. And I thank you. And it's such a pleasure speaking with everybody. And Vernon, it's good to hear your voice too again.
Oh, hello.
This is amazing. Hello. In the Arctic over there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in my cold zone.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
In the hot zone.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys, everybody.
And, and you know, I say this before, I grew up on reggae. I love reggae. Love it to death, but a lot of people looked at me crazy when I said the reggae coming out of Canada is different from the reggae you hear out coming out of Jamaica. It sounds like it's more instruments being played from, you know, with the Canada reggae than it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking nothing away from reggae, but you can tell the difference
between
the two.
You got a true authentic master right on your show right now. And when I say somebody who's pulling tapes to digital, how many people and have those rhythms and all these things in store, unreleased music and so many things in store. And when you're doing the old into new today, it's very hard to do. And I got to tell you, Vernon, you do that so well. Even today's stuff and making it fit today with the foundation reggae and singing a certain way in today's style to keep foundation reggae music alive. Like it's not an easy thing to do. Your mind's got to be way, and you got to know from where he's coming from in Jamaica and bringing that to the forefront here. So and coming out of, and you're in Canada, right? And your label, so you have the Jamaica Canada side all together, all wrapped up.
And
perfect.
You know what?
It's perfect.
You know what, too, Sean?
Uh-huh.
We put in more time.
Okay.
We put in more time, and that's what I would say. The bottom line is the time. To put in the time, because sometimes you have a producer in Jamaica and he's paying hours and hours, so he try to get things done a little bit faster. With me now here, sitting here, I can do a part here, walk and eat and drink and come back and no rush until it hits the ears, the right sound it hears.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So sometimes
it's just a matter of that.
Okay. So let me ask you guys this, Vernon, do you listen to other music besides reggae? Is there another genre that you like listening to outside of Jamaican music, reggae music?
Oh yeah, man, yeah. On my album, Different Time, I even do country on it.
Oh wow!
Because I grew up in a home where it was only country I'm hearing from my dad. My dad is a country and western guy. So I live with that, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Vernon Maytone and Cindy Craig is in the house, y'all. So Vernon,
yes.
You know, Al, our my my co-host Al Davis, he's an artist himself, and he, you know, okay. He does. Yeah, Al, tell me a little bit about you, Al, and your style of music, man. And I'll play. I'm gonna play a track for you guys so you can hear Al. Now, and
awesome.
This
awesome.
Song right here, the song that we're gonna play, you're gonna love this one, Brenda. It's called "Big Booty Baby." Big Booty Baby.
Wow.
Well, and then he's going to play that song after. Is the booty dropping now? It's dropping.
It's dropping.
And Vernon, that is, that's the song that we play for Double Chocolate. Because he's got a big booty. Yeah.
That's why she has so much energy.
Snoop Dogg would say, drop it like it hot.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Drop it like it hot.
Yeah.
Double chocolate.
Send him to
the
treetop.
Yeah.
I said, send him to the treetop.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Al. Tell Vern a little bit about your style, man. I'm gonna let me get Big Booty Baby lined up here real quick.
Well, my style is it's mixed with a little. I put a little funk in it sometimes, and then sometimes I mix it with a little pop, and then in some of my music. Not in this track, but some of it, I even mix it with a little reggae.
Wow.
So I just mix a lot of different styles with it. And sometimes I put a little classical in it.
Awesome.
What?
Awesome.
The ingredients sound fantastic.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
And also,
for real.
I used to be with a country band for like about 2 years. It was a guy that was with Johnny Cash, and I was there for like 2 years. And I had got molded into country, and I didn't want to do any other music. And you can just give me that big belt and them dingo boots, buddy, and you couldn't tell me anything. Not a thing, buddy.
Wow, amazing, Johnny Cash.
I want to tell you something seriously. Country is not much different from reggae, you know.
Right.
Because country is telling a story.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's just a little difference of the instrument playing, but it's the same timing. It's like you're going there the same way, down the same road. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give it to us, Sean.
Yeah, I got distracted a little, I guess.
You got distracted by the title. All
right, here's Al Davis, Big Booty Baby. Here you go, Cindy. Again, you guys, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the living legend himself, Vernon Maytone, is in the house. And we got a special guest. Miss Cindy Craig, reggae artist out of Beaufort, out of Canada, here live on the Hilltop Radio Show. And when we get back after this, I do have another special guest on the line as well. And Vernon, she's another piece of that's white chocolate. I can't call her dark chocolate. That's white chocolate. Yeah, that's another piece of white chocolate. Yeah. But we'll be right back at the Big Booty Baby.
Yeah.
Gotta make your mind.
the big booty babies out there. What do y'all think, Vernon?
You got to put on your dancing shoe, boy.
It's awesome.
I've seen square dance. I've seen square dance. I see party time. I see reggae. Everything in that, man. You got to send out some of those beats, man.
Okay, definitely. Definitely.
For real, you get my lady Cindy there, get some good vibes there.
Yeah, but Cindy got to get a booty.
I got to speak to Double Chocolate over there, you know? I got to tell you.
I think I'm gonna Photoshop my pictures now. I think I'm
gonna
Photoshop.
And Sean.
Yes,
and Sean.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You see all those two ladies connected?
Chocolate is chocolate.
Yo, boy. Nice going.
Oh,
nice going.
Oh. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I do love that song a lot. I like what you put into it and how you interwoven all the different genres into there, you know.
Wow.
I hear the trumpet and the classical too as well. To do that and give it the title Big Booty Baby, that was very clever.
Well put together, my brother. Even where I put the autotune. Wow.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. You can see time spent on that.
Yeah, I'll make sure. Yeah. Vernon, I'll make sure. I'll send you Al's information tonight after the show.
Yeah, for real.
Sure everything. Yeah.
Serious thing that. Serious.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cindy says she got to get a booty now.
Yeah. You know when you hear a music and you don't mind if it stop play, you just want it to continue play.
Yep.
Because right now it stop play, but it's in my head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The booty.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice job, brother. Nice job.
I want to give some more shout-outs to Phoenix, Arizona. What is that? Massachusetts. Springfield, Massachusetts is popped in with us. And right now we're at 25,000 listeners tuned in right now. And
we got
the legend, reggae legend himself, Mr. Vernon Maytone. And a special guest, Miss Cindy Craig.
Yay!
And I got a
hello.
And I got another. I got another special guest with us on the show. She loved it so much she can't stay away. She was all here Monday night with us. Miss Danielle, welcome back to the show, sweetheart. Thank you for popping in with us and hanging out with us tonight.
Hey, family, what's going on?
What's up? Hello, Danielle.
I had some free time and I said, let me check out the dysfunctional family tonight and what's going on. One of my very favorite genres of music, we're featuring those artists. So, hey, yep. Mr. Vernon and Cindy, how y'all doing?
We're
very
doing good.
Very, very good.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, y'all may not know that I know we talked about Southern Soul Monday, but you do know that I toured with Maxie Priest for 5 years and Diana King's here and Shaggy for one show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're on the hilltop. Wow. You didn't know that?
I mean,
what?
I know now I can't act like a groupie no more toward her. Now I got to be like yeah, wow. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, country girl, I was in Japan and they was like, I would just, can I please sing background for y'all? They were like, no. got sick and I got the job. Boom. Oh, very nice. See how things work out. That's awesome.
So what I'm gonna do? This is what I'm gonna do, Vernon. We're gonna play. You have caught me. You have caught me, and then I'm gonna play Daniela's latest song for you
nice.
Guys. You guys can check her, check her vocals out as well.
Awesome!
Nice.
Awesome! Can't wait.
Wow, it's right, a big family up here tonight, boy.
Yeah,
it's on the
hilltop. Right. All right, here we go. You have caught me.
You have caught me, baby. You have caught me. For I'm falling in love with you.
Big up everyone all around the world.
Just say you love me. Just say you love me.
Love you. Love you, love you, love you. Really love you. Yes, yes.
Two.
He go, Brandon, you gonna have every man gonna have it. He gonna put all every woman gonna be on the couch tonight with a bottle of water. Oh, you want to listen to Vernon tonight? Well, you gonna be listening to him right there on that couch tonight. Yeah.
I told you
we dysfunctional. Cindy, already know we dysfunctional over there.
You know what? I think we all fit in right now. This is perfect.
Yeah.
We on the hilltop.
And we are designed. Yeah. We are on the hilltop. Cha la 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 la. We are on the hilltop. Da la la la, yes, we all on the hilltop. I'll tell you, man.
There's a jingle. There's a jingle right there.
Yeah.
And the jingle just dropped.
Yep.
For real.
I know Don Yellow's
jingle.
Like, Don Yellow's like, oh Lord, what did I call into?
No, this is my vibe right now. Yeah.
All right. So, Cindy and Vernon, we're gonna play Don Yellow's latest joint called "Waiting It Out." It's
perfect.
Hot right
Can't
now.
Wait.
A lot of it, it's a lot of the DJs and the DJ pools are really sharing this. Sharing this song.
Nice.
I mean,
beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, we love it, and I know you guys, if you guys like Big Booty Baby, you're going to love this one.
Let's hear it. Beautiful. Can't wait, Danielle, to hear it.
There we go.
Awesome. Omar wrote this.
People telling me you're running around, telling me all about the things you did, but you're expecting me to just wait on you. I'm at home taking care of these kids. Said you've been messing around with a friend of mine. No plans to quit. All alone she's been all up in my face. I should have known that girl wasn't shit. They say they just saw you at a sleazy motel. Waiting on you, 'cause when you leave you gon' see me. But for now, I'm just waiting it out, so I can see for myself, baby.
Waiting it out.
I got something for you and her. Now I'm just waiting it out. Ain't no telling what I'm gon' do. Girl, you know I'm your ride or die. With me, you just can't lose.
each other in class. But now you see she ain't no friend of yours. So just go ahead and whoop that ass.
So girl, what you gonna do?
Wow.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. Well done. Well done.
I have only two words to say. You bring me back to Gladys. It's like I'm listening to Gladys Knight in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That
wow.
You're so great. Thank you.
Wow.
That song
wow.
Right
wonderful.
There,
Honestly,
I said that on Monday night. Their song will make you want to get in a fetal position and have her sucking your thumb. I'm telling you.
Boy. Wow.
That's a nice song. I love that song.
Yeah.
That's a nice song.
You know what?
A good hook on the song, just waiting it out. A very good hook on the song. It's very catchy, and it just renditions so nicely. As you do your transitions into the different octaves, it's really nice.
It sounds like a big label grab that right now.
Mm-hmm. They need to. I so hope they do. Maybe. depending on what they want to offer.
That guitarist there is sick, man. He's playing some sick guitar there.
Yeah, he did that. He did, Mr. Kanye.
Yeah, he's bopping. He's bopping with your voice, man.
And this is a very catchy tune, and it was well done, well produced. Well produced.
Nice.
Thank you.
And that funky style there, it's wicked.
Keep up the awesome work, and you know other tunes like this. It really fits your style too, as well. I love it. Is there any more to come?
Oh,
we got a lot.
Okay.
Amazing.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
nice.
Ma'am.
She got a song called "Back That Booty" too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to hear more of that.
Cindy, there's another booty song. Guess you.
Well, listen. Now. The more booty songs you bring, I'll probably grow one. So there we go. Oh gosh.
That's a whole lot of booty going down south.
That's right. Hopefully, we can get a year up north.
Do the booty. So you might be able to get in, Cindy, if we do that booty challenge.
Yeah. Hey, I already started. It started already. It's growing. That's it.
It's growing.
I'll be right on time ready. Don't worry.
Oh, boy. Wow. This hilltop is,
Yeah.
I grew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a lot of trying to come and duplicate this show, but this show can't be duplicated. This show, I've been doing this too long.
Yeah.
I've been doing this
radio.
I created it up one away.
Yeah, eat it up one away.
But you know, Daniela, come to think of it, I had a Maxi Priest on here about 2 years ago. Yeah, I had him on here about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, I had him on here 2 years ago. Yeah, we dropped his summer album. Yeah, his summer album. Yep.
Yeah, that's my brother. That's my brother. Yep.
Yeah.
We had some fan tours and well, actually, that's who I traveled the world with for around the world with 4 times. So I'm grateful for him as giving me that opportunity and his background singer, who at the time got sick and I got the job.
Yeah.
Wow, right. That is totally awesome, Danielle. That's
nice.
Really wonderful to hear. That's really wonderful, and you get that experience under you too as well. To carry you a long way to what you're doing right now, and that's even more awesome. That's a blessing, you know. Wonderful.
Let's do this real quick before we move on real quick. Vernon, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media. Let everybody know where they can follow you on social media. Because
well,
these people are really tuned in tonight, yeah.
Vernon Maton is on all platforms. You know, and the songs are released on all platforms. So it's not hard to find. Vernon Maton. Our Buckley's Music, where Cindy Craig's music been released. You just look Disco Kid. You know, there's many ways to get to any of our songs.
Yes,
right.
And music, yes. This is distributed by DistroKid, and you'll see the songs with Vernon Maton, Cindy Craig on those. If you pull it up on those platforms, you know, from Spotify to Deezer, you know, all the social digital sites, you'll see it there, and you'll see YouTube. Type in the name, and I also go on with Cindy C Symphony Craig, and Craig is my last name. And then you got Vernon Maton, Mighty Maton. You search on that, you'll find lots of music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ton of music by the Matons. Yeah. I did a little special thing on the Matons in the magazine as well. I wasn't going to say, but I did that for you, yeah. Because I didn't know until I did my research that you was part of the Matons. I was like, what the hell?
That is awesome. That is so awesome.
Nice.
So awesome, Sean. Honestly, it is so awesome.
Yeah. Danielle, let everybody know where they can – hold on a second, Vernon. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, Danielle.
You can follow me on all social media platforms, Danielle Renee, DonyaReneE.
Go slower, Danielle.
Slower.
Sean will send me. Sean will send me anyway.
Okay, so yes, Danielle, DonyaReneE, Renee, RENEE. You can find me on all social media platforms. I have my website, www.danielrenee.com. You can find me on TikTok, Diamond of Soul, but everywhere else is Danielle Renee.
Nice.
Perfect. I got that.
Nice.
I'm going to do that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, boy. Diamond is a man's best friend tonight. Double chocolate. There, let everybody know where they can follow you at.
You can follow me on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at Roz Marie. You can follow me on Snapchat at Queen Roz Marie. If you want to see a little bit of skin and subscribe to my OnlyFans at Queen Chocolate Timstress, you can follow me here on the Hilltop Radio Show Mondays and Thursdays with my beautiful dysfunctional family and DJ Sean. And then y'all can catch me on the baddest show on the network. And that is Love After Dark with yours truly, Double Chocolate.
AKA ooh, awesome.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
DJ Sean, I can't stand.
This dysfunctional is functional now. And Mr. Al Davis, Dr. Funkenstein, let everybody know where they can follow you at, my brother of another mother.
And you can follow me on my fan page at Official Al Davis on Facebook, and you can follow me on my personal page, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. You can Google me. All it's Al Davis. And if you want to see a little skin, sorry, you ain't gonna be able to see it.
Oh, come on. You got me all excited. Don't do me.
You ain't got your fans on it.
We like skin too, God doggy.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll get over there, show some skin. You're gonna say, okay, you got what? I'm gonna do mine tonight, right after this show.
Y'all laughing, y'all better sell them free tickets. It was her. I got black nail polish on. Let me get it. Oh, let me get my little $25.
All right. Vernon, you were saying something. We got one more song to play of you. What were you saying, my brother?
No, I was saying about the jingle. Said the hilltop can't be touched. Even if you go to Blue Mountain Peak, you still can't touch the hilltop.
All right, that's right.
Because Blue Mountain is right in Jamaica. It's one of the biggest mountains.
That's right. I'm the biggest.
Jingle
I'm the,
all
I'm
the way.
Yeah, stuff up the top, yeah.
Hilltop is the tallest mountain in the world. That's right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Can't go on Blue Mountain.
It's going to be the new Jamaica Blue Mountain. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And climb at your own risk.
At your own risk. No insurance, eh?
No insurance. We're going to get you a life policy. Lifetime policy. All right.
Oh,
let's get into the last reggae song right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Man, let me tell you something.
Yeah, we're rolling off the cliff.
We were fine until Cindy came on here.
I'm sorry.
Oh man, I can't wait to bring her back, boy. I'm telling you.
It's just Cindy. Don't worry.
I'll tell you.
All right. This is the last reggae song we get into. John Mission. Am I saying that right, Vernon?
Yeah. On your mission with me and Linville Thompson, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Actually,
go ahead,
that's released in Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's released tomorrow,
right.
So you first playing it then.
Yeah, you guys get a real premiere tonight.
Exclusive.
Boom.
So Vernon, says it's an exclusive, I want you to go ahead and shout it out, and we're going to get it on.
Well, this is a big song by Linval Thompson and Vernon Maytone. It's dropping tomorrow on all digital platform. And you could get it from bucklistmusic@yahoo.com. And it's On Your Mission.
Mankind. Have to be conscious. You have to have a cleaner. You have to have a pure in heart. To
godly man can cross River Jordan. No wicked man can enter in the kingdom of Zion. Man, you've got to be righteous. Man, you've got to be conscious. Oh, you are. You have to ride the cleaner. You're bound to have a righteous soul. Brilliant you like, boy, yeah. Brilliant you like, boy,
Jeff and Jamishon, we make our decision, spreading your love around. The wicked them no like it, but they cannot stop it. Jaja love is real. We got to teach the youth the right and not the wrong, and let them understand what is reality. Don't you get jumpy like Humpty Dumpty. Remember he had a great fall. Ooh, yeah. In this your time, you got to be wise. Play it safe. Don't you be brave.
Mankind, yeah. You have to be conscious.
Making our decision.
You have to have a cleaner. You have to have a pure in heart to enter into the kingdom of Zion.
We got to teach the youth the right and not the wrong. Let them understand what is reality. Don't get jumpy like Humpty Dumpty.
Yes.
Yeah.
As they say, Yaman. Yaman.
Yaman, yeah. Yaman.
I'd love to hear that one tonight. Love it.
And I just want to advertise it. I have a brand new Glenn Washington. I should get it to you tonight, but I forget to send it with the package that you got. But
oh,
we have
Glenn, the
blessing.
Glenn is another legend.
Talented
brother as well too. Yes.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, that's my brother right there.
Yes.
That was hot. I just want to pop in my dogs and started barking, but they started barking. So you got
yeah. I'm so happy to hear that tune play too tonight. I loved it. I got to hear the full tune on this on the station. It was really, really nice. I love it. Real nice melody.
Double chocolate. There you reggae. What do you think about the song? You ain't saying much tonight.
I just want to know if you want to be my daddy.
Melted. The chocolate melted.
I don't think you heard me the first time. Do you want to be my daddy?
Wow.
She said, wow.
The hilltop is rolling, I tell you. The hilltop is rolling.
The the hilltop is the hilltop. No other top or hilltop.
We are
can't touch
max.
This.
No, we are the max. We are at the max. We're at the peak.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, they said hilltop on Sundays is like another porn show.
Yeah. I believe it.
Hey, we reached the top. Hey, we reached the top.
Yeah, sky's the limit.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when you come on Sunday, you better bring all
no
what you need.
Double
that.
You better hold your balance.
You don't know the answer to that question, though.
Uh-oh, Vernon. She said, you're running away from the question, brother, my brother.
What did it say? What did it say? It's in my face?
No, it doesn't.
Double chocolate. Is it and beyond?
Whoa.
No?
Oh, man.
There you go.
Oh, man.
This is Friday night, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
We did
man.
Two shows in one today.
Oh yeah, I feel like sometimes I feel like this is a daggone reality show from TV.
Yeah,
we did two shows in one today, Sean.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And it don't come natural. It don't come more natural than this.
Yeah. When it's all in fun.
If you
yeah.
go beyond this, you're in jail.
Hey, that's a new tune. Lock you up. Lock you up.
Lock you up. Throw away the key. We're going to lock you up and throw away the key.
I'm throwing the key. Yeah.
Throw away the key.
All right, Vernon. I'll let you use
yeah.
the hook. You can have the hook. I just want 10%.
Well, you know, Canada came in the house to represent tonight on the hilltop. That's amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
Vernon,
we,
Vernon
yes,
my
sir.
Brother, you still running away from the question.
Repeat the question. Repeat the question. Attention.
Go ahead, double chocolate.
Hold on. Let me puff right quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me sip my wine. Hold on. Will you be my daddy?
Oh, you're too far.
And that's how he saved himself.
He said that you are too far.
That's a 1,000% answer, right? You can't go around that. You can't go around that.
That even caught me off guard. I was like, "Stop the lion."
Oh man!
Oh my God!
Brenda said that with an innocent face and a voice. You're just too far.
You didn't know. I'm sitting back.
I tell you, brother.
Side eye.
Uh-oh, Brenda, you get the side eye.
Yeah, I think I answered the question. You can't go around that.
No,
you can't go wrong, baby.
No. You said it with your chest. Yeah, he answered it. He said it with his chest.
I knew he wasn't lying.
There's another song.
You know what's nice?
You just do fall.
And what's nice is you still have your wine.
Ain't a crime to have your wine.
This is so funny.
You just do far. There's another song, You Just Too Far.
I'm going to send you my prayer to put in the song. We dropped a lot of tunes tonight, I tell you.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
This is the Ill Time Radio Show. Sunday night on Love After Dark. Double Chocolate, who you got as your special guest Sunday night on your show?
I have Uncle Farley, a.k.a. Chris Andrews, coming on. So make sure y'all tune in this Sunday. And the following Sunday, I'm going to have Roy Chip Anthony. So, yeah.
Wow.
We got the holiday folks coming on. So make sure y'all tune in. Come and have some fun.
Well, I got one of the hottest Southern soul hip hop artist coming on soon, and that's It's Karma.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna do a special show with It's Karma, and then I'm gonna have Ice Doll on at the same time. Yes.
That's awesome. That really keeps the shows alive and going. And, you know, people love to see that and the different talents come on the show and speak. And, you know, they love to hear them and hear the music at the same time, the whole entourage. That's amazing.
Cindy, you're going to have to collab with some of these Southern soul artists and get your voice on some of these songs with these artists. You know,
you didn't hear my voice enough yet?
Get you on some of that soul, bridge that gap between reggae and Southern soul.
You need to get your voice down here. You need to get your voice down here in the South. Yeah. I'm going to sing it out loud.
What'd you say, Danielle?
I think I'm the best qualified artist, Cindy, for that. I got the Southern soul, blues, and the Jamaican with me now. Come on. Bring it.
Nah.
Right.
I know. I heard. You know. I heard your voice in the song. It's awesome. And you go into different octaves and levels. And it your transitions are amazing. And you know, I know you definitely can collab with a lot of people with your voice and your vocal ranges. And just how you burst into different transitions. I love it. I caught on to all those. On a serious note, yes, Cindy has a serious side, even though I'm funny at times. Yes. But awesome. It's awesome, you know. Yes.
I've been looking for that.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I think we
all broke onto the scene. Everybody, all at the same time tonight on the Hilltop. Honestly, this is you know nothing like this always happens. It doesn't always happen like this, right? So I'm a strong believer in these things, right? Too, and we have the legend, you know, coming from such a long way. These times here and doing works beyond like you can imagine, you know, it doesn't always work like that. You have to have that foundation, that ground understanding in transitioning into the new, into the old and putting it together. Just it's amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
Music have no boundaries.
Yes, that's right. No boundaries.
Yeah. Well, instruments speak all language.
Did you get a chance to hear Cindy's song "Stop Lying"? Did you hear that one?
I did not. I came in on Vernon's second song. Yep.
All right, hold on. Let's get it back on here.
Let me hear that. Go. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, I'm gonna tell it like it is. We'll
So now when somebody lies to me, I'm gonna play this song.
Yes, this is Cindy and the mighty Vernon Maytone coming to you on Stop Lying. You know, it's a wonderful track we put together, and it came out really nicely, this track, in a way that unexpectedly, and I think even surprised us with Stop Lying.
Oh yeah, what do you think, Daniela? What do you think about that jam?
I love it, the fact that keep her number, you lie, 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 keep her number. That's going to be my new money for it.
Yeah.
Yes. See, I love it. Hey, yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Liar, 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 your days are numbered.
Oh, it's days and number. I thought it was, yes. Keep her number. Oh, shoot.
But
you know what?
That's a remix. Remix. Liar, liar, but you can keep my number.
You remember the old saying? You remember the old saying, Sean?
What's
that? Liar, liar, your pants on fire.
Pants on fire. You can keep my number.
While you burn. Okay.
Yeah. You bring that big old booty bag.
That's it. It's all in the mix, eh? All in the mix, Don.
Oh, funny.
I just want to thank everybody that's tuned in all around the world. We did end up with 38,000 listeners. Salt Lake City, Utah,
ooh.
New Jersey's
oh
in the house, Texas in the house, Portland's in the house, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and everybody else that I can't. That's on here listening tonight. I appreciate you guys for popping in with us. So make sure you guys come back on Sunday night, Love After Dark with Double Chocolate herself. That's going to be an awesome show. Her shows are awesome on Sunday nights.
Awesome.
Also, I want to give a shout out to my brother, Vernon Maytone, for stopping in with us and coming on tonight. And also, Our sister now, she's part of the Hilltop family. Might as well say, go ahead, add her as a dysfunctional family member. And that's Ms. Cindy Craig.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure, honestly. Thank you. You know, you guys called me at the right time. Honestly, goodness. And, you know, I'm glad to meet each and every one of you, and to be on the show tonight on the Hilltop, and very much appreciated, very grateful and thankful for, you know, how far I've come into this right now. And Mighty Maytone, once again, thank you so much, you know, with the Listen This Journey.
And,
just blessings.
Blessings every time.
Give an extra shout out to Daniela. She's part of the Hilltop family too.
Yes.
I'm gonna be sending y'all to birth certificates, you know, because y'all have been birthed by Hilltop Radio Show.
Oh, so we're not gonna have any border issues.
So what
we're
you're
not
saying?
Too far now.
So Sean.
Yes, sir.
Sean. Well, tonight was a christening.
Yeah, tonight
was a Christmas.
Yeah, it was a Christmas, yes, sir. Yeah.
Yo, baptized.
Now, Vernon, you heard me tell, you know, Cindy, I didn't tell her, you too far, you know, like.
Far? We get birth certificate.
I tell you.
I'm gonna let him in.
Liga.
You need to get good laughs like this.
Boo. Yeah.
You're still gonna be my boo.
And make sure you guys go call Vernon Maytone's song tomorrow. Tomorrow on all social media platforms. Let them know, Vernon, where they can go and pop.
Yes, it's. They're under the Buckley's Music banner distributed by DistroKid. You could look up Vernon Maytone, Sidney Craig,
Linval Thompson, Glenn Washington, and a whole lot of other artists coming. You
yes,
know,
and
just
and
just
the,
link
Instagram,
up.
Right, and the Instagram account is Vernon Maytone, and Buckley's Music at yahoo.com. If you want to order any of Vernon's CDs and music, he will ship it directly to you, straight to you from him, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Right. And we're going to
we have an 18-track CD that we do mail order, only mail order. Wow. But you can get it digitally too, but you can get it mail order. 18 tracks on it. It's a different time CD.
All right. Daniela, your latest Waiting It Out, where can they go and get it at?
You can get them all digital platforms. It's coming through TuneCore, but you can find it Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere. Just look for Waiting It Out, Danya Renee featuring It's Karma, and you'll be able to find it.
Awesome.
You guys, when you guys go get that, make sure you guys check the artwork out on that cover, man. That cover is bad. That's as they say.
I can't wait to see
sexy.
It. Yeah.
It's sexy.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Al Davis. Oh, no problem. We got nothing but love for you here on Hilltop.
Yes.
I believe that. Al Davis, let everybody know. Yeah, a lot of love. Al, let everybody know where they can go and get your music at, and you working on new music for next year. Where can they go and get, you know, where can they get the Big Booty Baby? You know, that's Double Chocolate's theme when she's coming through the mall and through the store, you know, going to the drive-thru.
That's right. It's also on all digital platforms on Apple Music, and you can just get it anywhere. It's on, I think it's on 42 or 43 digital platforms. So it should be easy to find.
Perfect. Al Davis. Awesome.
Raz, let everybody know where they can go to your store at. Where they can go and check you out at.
You can find me at 1800 Northeast Evangeline Thruway, Sweet Charlie 13 at Madame Marie's Candle Shop. Come get your coochie steamed, your body contoured, your spiritual guidance, your spiritual bath. Anything you need, I'm a one-stop shop. I got it for you. All your sage, all candles, incense, and all that good stuff.
Awesome.
Right.
And chocolate.
Oh, it's chocolate. Hey, my sister, what do they get steamed? What they can get steamed now?
They get their yanni. And let me tell you, and my herbs are all natural herbs. You want that man to be there, down there all night? Baby, make sure you get that yanni steamed. Trust and believe. Stop messing with that juice.
Y'all better stop with the Tic Tac up there. Slam it, baby. Gotta give me a box of Tic Tac.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right.
I'll hook you up, baby, from your head to your toe. I got you. I do it all.
All right, Doug.
And
that's a new song.
I do it all, baby.
I gotta tell you. And all the music you guys heard tonight, you can go to djshawn.org and you can listen to Waiting It Out, Big Booty Baby, Stop Lying, You Have Caught Me, and John Mission. You guys can go to djshawn.org, the hottest new streaming radio station that plays mix and variety music. So you get Southern Soul on there, you get reggae, you get pop, you get R&B, you get a little bit of hip hop, and you get everything on there. 24/7. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's do this real quick. Danielle, again, thank you for taking time out. Give some shout outs.
Hey, family. Shout out to the Hilltop Radio family. Thank you for including me in this session. I wasn't planning on it, but thank you so much. And reggae rocks and lives forever, honey.
All right, all right. Al, give some shout-outs, my brother.
I just want to give a shout-out to everybody out there in listening land, radio listening land. And thank y'all so much for tuning in. And we had fun tonight. And also, when y'all come back, we're going to have a lot of more fun, lots more fun. Y'all come back now, you here?
Yes, Cindy, Craig, get some shout outs there, sweetheart.
Yes, one love to Hilltop. Thank you so much. It was a blast on the Hilltop. Thanks for having me. And I got to give my shout outs to honestly the whole world because I have family everywhere from Brooklyn, New York to Florida to England to Nigeria, you name it all. So, you know, tuning in and whoever's tuning in, thank you for, you know, dedicating your time to the show and to listening to the new songs from myself and the mighty legend, Vernon Maytone of the Mighty Maytones. Everybody can look that up and see how far, you know, this foundation legend is artist is coming from. And once again, thank you. And Sean, thank you. And to everybody on the show, what fun it was. And we always need a good laugh, right? So let's bring it to the masses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Double chocolate. Give some shout outs there, baby.
Well, let me get a big shout out to DJ Sean for having this platform for all of us to get on and have fun. And, of course, for having my show, which is the baddest show on the network.
There you go with that shit. There you go. You got always got the show off, don't you?
Always. Shout out to my husband that always put up with my bullshit because I'm not sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be on the couch.
It's trying to get my kids, baby.
Well, let me put that picture up.
Well, hey, I'm not sleeping on the couch because I'm too far. Tim's gonna crawl up in that bed like a cat, start from underneath them covers from the bottom and crawl my way onto the top. It's all good.
And last but not least, the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, Mr. Vernon Maytone. Get some shout outs there, my brethren.
I just want to say I have such a good time. And I want to thank each and every one, the audience, the listeners, everyone. Really enjoy this night. It's a blessing. Love you all.
Love you too, my brother. I'm another mother.
Right on.
All right, yes. Well, you guys have an awesome evening. Be safe. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you right back here Monday. But remember, Sunday night, Love After Dark, and we'll be right back here Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show with Southern Soul artist EJ Soul. We'll be on the show with us Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys have a lovely weekend. Peace, love, and hair grease, y'all. And we out of here.
Nice.
Peace and blessings.
What is reality? Don't get jumpy. Like Humpty Dumpty. Love.